We meet again, dear human. It's nice to see you again, dear. How long has it been since your last visit? My, it isn't like I'm the one who treks through the land in broad daylight. Perhaps that would be an odd sight to see during the day, would it not? A spider out of her web, walking aimlessly as she stares at the sun above. All just to tell the time. It would definitely give your people pause if they were to see me, that is. Well, fear not. No one besides you is aware of my existence. I occupy myself here most of the time. A cavern so spacious I could easily create large webs of silk. But you already know that. What's with the incredulous look, human? Is something the matter? Oh, so you do have a device for that. Very well. What time is it now? 12:30 a.m.? What does that mean exactly? Oh? So it's a unit of measurement then. Is that how your people tell the time? Not by the sun's position in the sky, but by the numbers on your device. Interesting. But can you translate it to something more manageable for me? Midnight. So the moon is at the apex of its climb. If that is the case, I must hunt for this week's game. The last of my food ran dry this morning, so it is beneficial if I hunt right now. What is it? And why do you gaze at me with that pensive look? Home. Yes, I do miss it. And though I've carved my own living quarters here, I'm afraid it does not feel the same. It's damp, cold, and lacks light. I can handle these precarious conditions, but it is nothing like the palace I used to inhabit. Yes, I yearn for something better. Rather than isolate myself in this cavern deep inside this mountain, I wish to return to the surface. I wish to commune with the regular populace and live among the populace of my people. Maybe even restore the kingdom that was lost. I understand your sympathy, human, and I've always cherished that side of you. However, you and I know that that is a far-fetched dream in this world. As long as humans see us arachne as monsters, we would be feared, hunted, slaughtered. And for however long that lasts, I am tied to this cavern. But enough of that. Move aside, dear. I need to hunt for game. You're not moving. Well, I would gladly converse with you more. There is only a limited time for me to hunt, lest the sun crests over the horizon. A proposition? What is it then? What makes your proposition important enough to impede my hunting? What? You can't be serious. You jest. You love to do that when we converse over dinner. That must be it. Then you meant it? You wish for me to accompany you back to your home? You didn't listen to what I said all those months ago, did you? I can't leave this cavern, at least during daylight. I am twice your size. Compared to you, I am as distinguishable as a sore thumb, as your kind puts it. I will be spotted during our journey, and I fear how your people might react. Then under the cover of night? That would make us harder to spot. However, how can I ensure that your people aren't nightwalkers? Those that are active during the night, it will be difficult to avoid their gaze, even at nighttime. So, some of them do roam the night, but a majority still rests during this time? That doesn't make the situation any better. I see. So you live right at the outskirts of the forest. Suburban area, too. Is that the same place you described to me that one time? Where less humans frequent the night due to being away from the bustling cities? It does sound tempting. But are you sure your home can house a woman of my stature? My diet, my size, my daily needs? What of your finances? Are you able to provide for another? And guests, what if they come to your home only to see me? What about... Apologies, I just need to make sure of everything. What you propose can change my life. Maybe even grow closer to my goal. Then, are you sure you'd like to take me under your wing? It's settled. I suppose I can accompany you to your home. I just hope you're prepared to house an heiress. We tend to be a handful, just so you know. That aside, I truly do appreciate this nonetheless. So, let me gather all my belongings and head out in the moment. Say, human, I do hope you have something prepared for me to eat once we arrive. Though I had to cancel my hunt, game is not the only thing us arachnids consume. Most human delicacies would suffice. There. Everything is bundled in this cocoon made from my web. No trace of my occupation is left. No, it's fine. Just give me a moment. Yes, I'm ready. Lead the way. More anxious the longer we travel in silence. Are you sure you know the way through this forest? Sorry, it is instinctual for me to be nervous in uncharted territory. I myself haven't ventured this far from my home, so my senses naturally heighten and so do my nerves. I am not scared, for your information. A future monarch must not allow herself to show weakness, lest it reflects off her subjects. A kingdom cannot hold a weak and indecisive queen. Nervousness is different than being scared. One is born off of instinct and caution. The other... Let's just shelve this for another time. Preferably when we're out of unfamiliar waters. Yes, for me. Unfamiliar waters for me. How long has it been since we've departed? Only half an hour. Yet I'm far too deep to turn back now. My only hope is that we arrive at your residence before the sun rises. If what you say is true, then we wouldn't have to travel long before we reach our destination. Just try not to lead us astray. Human, If people can't see in the dark, how do you navigate these woods so easily? Even if you carry that torch, it still doesn't provide much in the way of light, much less guidance. A flashlight? Well, whatever you name it, it barely gives you sight. GPS? You had another device on you? And I'm assuming this GPS is an abbreviation, yes? Global Positioning System. I have many questions just off of that. Care to elaborate? So it tells you where you are and provides navigation based on technology you've shot high above the sky? That's fascinating. Though my previous world offered impressive feats of magic, I've never known of any mage capable of sending anything beyond the sky, much less grant you a way to navigate this terrain. That does beg the question, why choose to dim your flashlight? Each time we see one another, you always have your light much brighter in the cavern. So it is a precaution, I see. It is so that you won't be found easily by other humans, correct? Sometimes you forget, human. I am royalty to my kind. And with royalty comes several hours inside the royal archive. A ruler must have the intelligence to complement their ability to lead. At least, that's what Father told me. Human, why did you come to a stop? We draw near the outskirts? Very well. Take the lead and I'll trail behind. I just hope what you said is true. I don't wish to travel any more than I... Human, what is that? Quick, we must conceal ourselves! Is it gone? Oh, thank the gods. Now I have to ask, was that a horseless carriage? Apologies. Now's not the time for banter. You say your home is close to here, correct? Then we must act with haste. Lead onward. So this is your home. I must say, human, this architecture is far different to what I initially expected. It also helps that this is spacious enough to accommodate my height. Such strange object you have here. A sink, too? Is this your kitchen? And those devices are used to help cook your meals? And this furniture! Goodness, it has been too long since I've laid my eyes upon something so simple yet comforting. I assume this is your living room, yes? My apologies, human. I haven't had much luxury in seeing something other than a stone wall and vast fields of trees. It feels nice to be in the presence of something familiar to me. Oh, you wish for me to follow you? Very well. I shall follow after you. A guest bedroom? Is this to be my own room? My. This room is far more spacious than the rest. I could settle here and weave my web back together. Yes, this shall suffice. Come here for a moment. I thank you, human. Truly. Though it may not be a palace, it is still far more than I could hope for. With this, I could remain a permanent resident in your estate and have some company. No longer will I thread my web on my lonesome. And perhaps this will bring me closer to reuniting with my people. For that, I am eternally grateful for your generosity. Now, as much as I wish to bathe in your comfort, you said you had a meal prepared, correct? Go on, human. I'll get started on establishing my foothold here. I will come by for dinner once I finish laying down the foundations. Yes, yes. Go on, my royal chef. I will join you soon. Human? Human, please be awake. I'm sorry if I aroused you from your slumber. I am having some difficulty. No, I haven't encountered night terrors. Who do you take me as, a little drider? No, I am quite fine, however. It is my first time in months since I have rested in a place that wasn't a cavern. It is the closest thing I have to my palace, thanks to your generosity. The environment may take some time for me to adjust, but it is more to what I was used to. Therein lies the issue. It reminds me of my home, though not as grand nor weaved by elegant spider silk. It reminds me too much of my home. So, homesick is what you call it. If that's the case, yes. I am homesick. No, it's fine, human. You don't need to console me. The mere act of listening is enough to ease my sadness. Yes, what is it? Nickname? You want me to grant you a moniker? Is it to help with my homesick affliction? You're surprised I know the term nickname. Well, although it goes by moniker to my people, it serves as a minor substitute for less formal speech. Now, what to name you? How about subject? You are in the presence of royalty, after all. Oh dear, looks like you only gave me one chance at granting you a moniker. It appears you're stuck with it now, subject. My, you are just as easy to tease as you were all those months ago. The only difference now is that I have the authority to tease you every waking moment you are in this house. You are quite the delight to talk to, servant. I do have another request. Something that would hopefully ease my unrest. Yet it's difficult to say. Very well, servant. Your heiress requests your presence. I require you to come lay with me. Again, I am not a petulant drider. I just need someone to accompany me in bed. This is a command from your ruler, subject. Don't ask any more questions on the matter. Yes, I am aware that's not how requests work. Still, will you come over? That's all I needed to hear. Come, your heiress requests you at her bedside.
We're back here again. I assume you're thinking of how you could even reach my quarters. It's high up the ceiling, blanketed by a thick web and far from your reach. I'm glad to have read your mind, subject. Here, come into my embrace and don't let go. Normally, I would use my legs to make the journey. However, since I have you to accompany me, there are a few ways I could take you up here. One of the more simplistic methods is to hold you. Shoot a string of silk from my spinnerets to the ceiling and reel myself up. Fascinating, isn't it? I'm sure you'll learn more of my anatomy in due time. So, what do you think of my small slice of home? My bedchambers? Yes, subject. It is all weaved from my very own silk. From the furniture to the walls, I devoted a fair amount of my time to creating this room. And with time, I will be able to add little details for the memories of my homeland. For now, it shall do. You're wondering why this silk doesn't stick to your touch? Well, like I explained earlier, my people employ spider silk into our architecture, but we use spell casting to nullify the adhesive properties. We apply it after molding the silk to our liking, like applying heat to clay. That's right. I employed my own spell casting into my weave. I am thankful that my magic wasn't taken away when I crossed the threshold. Another conversation for another time. Now come, lay on the silk bed with me. That's it. Now for my impudence. What's wrong, servant? You said you will lay with me in my bedchambers. Hence why I straddle you. Here, let me draw closer to you. My! I suppose I should have reworded that phrase. You see, subject, you might have assumed I needed someone to cuddle with, that I needed you to lay at my bedside and embrace me until I slumber. But among arachnid royalty, to lay with a royal in their quarters means that they wish for sexual pleasure with the one summoned. In this case, the one summoned being you. I apologize if I had tricked you, but I do have needs. I rarely find the time to pleasure myself since our last bout of fun, and the stress of recent events are not helping that fact. However, I do still have some sense of reason within keeping my desires locked in. You have a choice of leaving or staying with me here. If you wish to stay, you won't be leaving these chambers until my desires are quelled. Do you want that fate? I wish to lay with you, human. But only if you accept. If you will allow me to dominate you. If you allow me to use you like a toy. If you allow me to be your queen for this night and obey my every whim. Will you do that? Will you submit to me? Then your fate is sealed, my loyal servant. I may have done this 1,000 times, but your lips are simply addicting. You needn't lift a finger. Let your queen discard these clothes for you. My, your body is quite the sight, servant. A perfect catalyst to my growing desires. You wish to please your queen with it, don't you? I see a hunger in your eyes as well. Very well. As your ruler, I must grant you a slice of what you desire for you to give me your loyalty. So I shall disrobe for you, only if you obey me. Is that understood? Good boy. answer every inquiry with, "Yes, my queen. Grant me devotion, and I shall grant you heaven." I'm free from these constricting clothing. Is your queen's bare body as flawless as you imagined it would be? And these breasts, swollen, soft, and plump. They hold a natural beauty and curve to entrance those who gaze upon them. And yet they are laid bare for the eyes of my loyal subject. Fit for a monarch, yes? Very good. Your devotion to me clearly shows that you are worthy of my attention. As you should. Now, let us resume. Open your mouth, stick out your tongue, and let me reclaim those lips. Oh, I can feel your member rise to touch my lower lips. Quell that fire, subject. Your pleasure will come soon enough. But before we delve further, I must ensure you stay in place on this bed. I shall bind your limb to the bed with my silk. There's no telling how intense my desires can get. Sit still. Ignore the cool bite of the silk on your bare skin. And look deep into my eyes as I trace my silk all over your limbs. Is that understood? Is that your obedience? I knew I picked the right subject for this night. Your limbs should be encased in my spider silk. Only your head, torso, and manhood remain untouched. You did well following my instructions, so it is only natural that I reward you. Many moons ago, you felt the soft carapace of my hands when I first claimed you. I shall cup your cheek with one and slowly stroke your eager manhood with the other. Does it feel as soft as you remembered it, subject? Does the cool touch of my hands make you jolt in pleasure? Very good. As I tentatively tend to your mast, I want you to keep staring into my eyes. Gaze into the eyes of your queen and focus on the feeling I bestow upon you. Does this feeling bring pleasure to you? What about me, your ruler? Your queen? Do you desire me? Do you wish to devote yourself to me? Then it is time for your queen to reward you. Let me slide down your body and see how truthful you really are. It stands rigid and attentive. Very well. I suppose I will treat myself to your manhood and grant you bliss. All I ask is for you to remain still for me. Look into my eyes once more, subject. Don't stray your gaze as your queen serves as you. Do you feel my heavy breasts rest just below your phallus? Do you feel their softness as they press against your skin? Another time, servant. You will feel their softness around your manhood another time. For now, focus. Breathe easy as I continue to service you. Yeah. Does it feel heavenly? Does my mouth and tongue send jolts of pleasure to my loyal servant? A queen has her ways of pleasuring her subjects. All royalty do with varying degrees of quality. But for a queen, our skills are compared to that of a goddess. You are lucky to be under my care. You twitch and pulse, yet I have not allowed you to come yet. Only when I desire you to will I grant you release. Do try to keep it in. I see your eyes cloud. Good. It means you are tranced in pleasure, just as I want you to be. You still twitch, yet refuse to ejaculate. Such a good, loyal, and obedient servant you are to your queen. Though you know little of my rule, how would you know if I am a benevolent queen rather than a tyrannical one? Who knows? Perhaps I will prevent you from release several hours later. How long can you last, I wonder? You slowly near your limit? Good. I demand you hold on a while longer. Oh, you wish to come? Fine then. You are quite lucky that you devoted yourself to a benevolent queen. However, I will allow you to finish if we alter our rule. From now on, you are to answer me with, "Yes, my Queen Evelyn," for every question. Only then will I grant you release. Now, do you wish for me to bring you bliss, servant? More. I want to hear you hail my name in pleasure. Do you wish that? Do you wish for me to finish you while I have your devotion? Then grant me your eternal devotion. Such thick cream. You did well in obeying me, my loyal servant. However, we are not done yet. You have been anticipating this, haven't you? My bare womanhood pressed firmly against your cock. Is it as beautiful to you as the rest of my body? Do you seek to worship it, just as you would the rest of my royal figure? Do you desire its warm, wet embrace? Prove to me that you are worthy of it. Do you have a need for my warmth, a desire to bow before your monarch to attain bliss? Will you devote your whole being to me? And if we are betrothed, will you still grant me that same devotion? Yes, I do think you are worthy. Prepare yourself. Your queen will insert you inside. Do try not to squirm. Oh, you fit well, my loyal servant. However, I do wish to add my own touches to this position. I wove a thin string of web around the base of your cock, and now hold the two ends in my grasp. Although you are not permitted to thrust into me, I will use the string to both tighten the ring of the base and to control your hips to thrust at my command. My only order is for you to keep your eyes on me and relax. Your queen shall grant you passage to heaven. My, such a magnificent cock. Yes, this is just what I needed. How does it feel, my loyal subject? How does it feel being submerged deep inside your queen? I'm sure it is difficult to prevent your legs from quaking, but you must remain steadfast. Resist temptation. You'll do that for me, won't you? That's a good subject. Stand stalwart for your royal highness. Devote your every being into pleasuring me. And I shall do the same for you. My, what a strong twitch. My walls clenched hard around your shaft, and now you bite your tongue to resist from shivering. I adore your efforts, but your queen demands you quicken the pace. I do hope this twitching does not signify that you near your end. It would be a shame if I must pull the silk so taut that it prevent you from ejaculating. You wouldn't wish to incur my cruelty now, would you? I did not give you permission to ejaculate. You wish to give your queen pleasure, correct? Then tide through this storm. Resist for your queen. Don't give in to temptation, and you will be rewarded. Such loyalty! You deserve your post at your queen's side. Good little servants like you will be rewarded with my touch. Perhaps, if the council allows it, I shall make you my betrothed, or my plaything. Either outcome, you will have the pleasure of servicing the highest of royalty. You would enjoy that, won't you? Yes, Queen Evelyn, that is who you belong to. Who you were sworn to, who you will dedicate your existence to pleasing me and being at my side. Say it. Who do you devote yourself to? Will you devote yourself to me? Such a good servant, your monarch hears her and demands your seed. You desire to please your queen, wouldn't you? You wish to make her happy, don't you? You desire to mark her with silver white fluid and grant her euphoria. Then prove your loyalty to me. Grant me your tribute, servant. Yes. servant you are. Pump everything inside me. Here, let me get close to you. You did so well playing this role, human. I thank you for allowing me the small taste of home. Or rather, a fabricated reality of it. Yes, it does ease the pain a bit. This sort of act is rather refreshing for me. We can perform this sort of role whenever I summon you to my bedchambers again. You'd enjoy that too, wouldn't you? So it is called roleplay. Dutifully noted. As long as I can continue to call you servant, then that's all I need. You just have to consistently prove your loyalty to me. Oh my, what's this? Looks like you are bound to my bed. And your milked cock still remains buried deep inside me. That is quite the predicament now, isn't it? No, I don't believe I hear you. I'm too deprived of energy to set you free. This matter will be settled come the morning. For now, my focus lies in pressing myself close to you and resting with you. Good night, servant. We have many nights ahead of us, and I eagerly await what the future may hold.